As the Alaska legislature struggles to balance the state budget in light of the multi-billion dollar revenue shortfall, everyone is trying to keep the cuts to education from going too deep. Governor Walker said as much in his State of the State address, and it's true in the Senate Education Committee, on which Kodiak's Gary Stevens sits.
We're trying to protect education as much as we can, but in this budget process we're in, everything is going to be impacted. We've got a $3.5 billion deficit, and that is just going to touch everyone in this state, every city, every borough, every school district. So we're hoping to have as little damage done as possible, hoping to hold education harmless if we can, but we know there will be some impact to it.
Stevens doesn't think the piece of personal legislation he's introduced this year should cost the state much money if it's implemented.
It's an attempt to bring back civics education in our schools so that when kids leave school, they've got a good idea of what it means to be a citizen and will be more involved in their community and in their state and in voting and that sort of thing. So it's a very simple bill that would establish a task force to try to find out what are the ways that we can do this. And I tell you, one thing they did in Massachusetts is industry got together, businesses got together, and they funded workshops for teachers at no cost to the district. So the teachers would go into a central location and be able to take a little class on how you as a teacher could involve civics more in your classroom.
Monday on the House floor, a resolution was passed touting school choice, though the floor debate revolved around school vouchers for private schools. It passed largely along caucus lines. Stevens pointed out it would require a change in the state constitution to allow public funds to be used for private or religious schools.
Certainly a strong state in terms of parental choice so that parents have an opportunity to make as many decisions as they can to help their kid accomplish what they want them to accomplish. And of course, we also have a strong belief in local control, so the local school board makes all the important decisions. So our job is pretty much to fund things, to set standards, and to make sure that the things are done that should be done, like the testing and those issues.
The Alaska legislature is just more than one-third of the way through their 90-day session.